With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad news. Sad news. Horrible news everywhere. We're sick of it. We find the happy news. The reason to smile first thing in the morning.
That's good news.
It's good news.
Ain't it good?
On KRC.
All right, what'd you find for us, Liz?
Well, this tugged at my heartstrings because I was a restaurant server for many, many years. You've worked in a restaurant.
Me too, yep.
We've all had those nights where you're understaffed, you're overwhelmed, a couple coworkers call in and really screw you good. So one of these restaurants had this, a Mexican restaurant in Ohio had one of these nights just last week. So they were short-staffed. Service was slow. These people had to wait forever for their food, like everybody. But one couple specifically, they were there for 3 hours. They never did end up getting their food. But when this couple left, they left $1,000 to be split up among the staff because they saw how hard the rest of the staff was trying to work.
At the end of the night, he asked me to gather all the servers and the kitchen staff. And then he said nicest things to us. He said, I'm going to leave a $1,000 check for you too. To split between the servers.
When someone, an anonymous person like that who had never been here before makes a gesture like that, it is tremendously meaningful and impactful, especially to the workers.
I bet.
That's like something you fantasize about as a server, but it never happens. And then when it happens, you'd be like, what? It just happened? Like, I would never take it out on a server if the kitchen was slow or whatever, but so many people do that. So many people are just jerks.
If I ever got like 20%, wow. My big day.
You do. You get thrilled about those big tips. So servers, if you're at the end of your rope, just know that there are good people out there and that you are appreciated. A lot of people do notice when you're going extra and when you're short-staffed.
Yeah, because you're there on the front line and if things, either the kitchen is short-staffed, but you know, you take all the heat because you're out there. But the big thing I always appreciate is just be honest and be open and let your customer know
definitely
what's going on, because it's the waiters and waitresses that kind of avoid you when they don't have time. That's what kind of annoys me.
I do remember one time when I was super honest with a guy and I said, I'm so sorry, the kitchen is just backed up. As soon as I can get it, and he cuts me off and he goes, that's enough of you, little missy. It's coming out of your tip. Didn't even let me finish the sentence.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. Those people exist too. Yeah. Why did I end with that? Let's go back. Let's circle back and focus on the good people.
This was supposed to be good news.
I'm telling you, those memories are just so vivid. I remember what he was wearing. Like, don't you notice? You ever have bad dreams about those memories and they just come screaming back?
This proves my theory of being open and honest.
Maybe. But that's why I tip huge to everyone to this day.